In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is exciting news, brothers and sisters. A promise. The Scripture makes many promises. And today it makes another promise. But you have to read carefully. You have to read the Scripture in context to understand this promise. It is early, early in the Lord's ministry, before He has even called all of His disciples to be His apostles, when they're just getting to know Him. And He is preaching to people all around. And there are so many people that He has to go out into a ship so that He's not all pressed about, so that He can make Himself heard and preach to them when He's sitting in the ship and they're on the land. And the ship is Simon Peter's ship. Now there is wonderful symbolism in the ship, the Lord being in the ship, the apostles being in the ship with the Lord. The ship reminds us of the ark, right? And the ark is the church. But the most wonderful news in this story is its promise. Now after the Lord had finished preaching, He said to Simon, "Go out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught." Now, the way they fished in those days was late at night. Even though the nets were very thick, so the fish could see them pretty well, they broke often. And so they had to mend them during the day. And then they would go out in the night, and they would fish in the night. And they'd fish all night long. And they had just finished fishing all night long, and they'd caught nothing. But the Simon Peter said, "At your word, I will let down the nets." And we know what happened. They enclosed a great amount of fish. So many fish that the nets broke. Now there was another boat with in partnership with Simon. He beckoned to that boat, other apostles. And they came and filled both boats. And they both started to sink. What an incredible thing. So many fish. But the boat started to sink. This is something the apostles had never seen before. They'd never been able to catch this many fish. What's more, to catch this many fish at the wrong time of the day to fish. Now, when Simon Peter saw this, his heart was touched. If you read carefully in the Scriptures, you'll see Simon is often touched, isn't he? He feels things deeply. He was a simple man with calloused hands. But he was intelligent. The kind of intelligence that comes from a person who has a heart. Who sees things and believes. Simon saw what was going on. His fish was sinking his boat was sinking because of so many fish. And his partner's boat as well. This is an impossibility. The Lord had caused a great miracle. And he knew he was not worthy of such largesse. So he said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I'm a simple and sinful man." When they came to the land, the apostles who had seen this miracle departed from their profession, forsook all, and followed the Lord because of this miracle. Now, where is the promise? The promise is at the very end, after the Lord was resurrected. It's a wonderful story. He appears to his disciples who are fishing sometime during the 40 days between his resurrection and his ascension. And he says, "Children, have you any meat?" They say, "No." And he says, "Cast out your nets on the right side." This time he told them more explicit instructions. Go down into the deep and cast your nets on the right side. The right side is the correct side. The proper way to live. And let down your nets for a draught. And they caught so many fish. But this time the net didn't break. And this time Peter didn't beg the Lord to depart from him. Now the Lord was on the land and Peter was in the sea. And what did he do? He girt his fisher's cloak around him and he threw himself into the sea and he swam toward the Lord as fast as he could. He couldn't even wait for them to be able to haul the fish in the boat. It would take time to do that because there was so much drag from the dragging from the fish. So he immediately went to the Lord. There's the promise. In 3 years, what had the Lord done? Men who barely knew about righteousness and about the Lord. Oh, they were good men. Better than the official riffraff that passed for religious in those days. But they were unformed. They didn't know much. We can see their experiences throughout the gospel. We can see sometimes they argued with one another. Sometimes they were jealous with one another. Sometimes they vied to be more in the Lord's favor than the other. And then even at the end, they were afraid when he was crucified. But all of these experiences shaped them, prepared them to be able to fully accept the Lord and understand him. This 3-year process made them able to really understand them. This is the promise. You can't read this reading. You can't think about this fishing without thinking of the other one. The other fishing expedition, where 153 fish were caught and the net didn't break. And the apostles were no longer afraid, but they were filled with love. Love that would make them travel around all over the world to spread the gospel. That would make them not care about shedding their own blood. It took 3 years to form them. The Lord is also forming us. There are things perhaps we're not capable of doing now. But the Lord will make us capable. He does that with all of those whom he loves. And all of those who love him. Sometimes when I look at little baby George, I remember what I used to think when I was a young father. And I saw my children young, not able to do much. They were just in diapers, or they were very, very toddlers. And yet, there was the potential in them. The potential to know God, to be people with honor and with dignity. And I've seen that happen. They didn't know it when they were babies. But I knew, because I'd seen other people grow. You should know, even though you're just a baby. But you're a baby that has more knowledge than an average infant, because the Lord has made you rational sheep. There's vast potential in you. The Lord has given it to you. And it's an adventure becoming whole, becoming perfected. It's a great joy. Now, this part of your life is only a small period of time before eternity dawns. But we should feel some of the wonder that the Lord is changing us. He did it with his apostles, who were terrified at their ship sinking in the beginning. And in the end, they would go to hell and back for the Lord. What a wonderful thing it is to be a Christian. We all have the potential to be saints. The Lord has called us all to be saints. And we might be only fishermen that know very little. But if we have a heart, if we have desire, if we are willing to accept what the Lord puts in our path, then we will be changed. And things that we could not handle now, we will be able to handle later. The apostles were not ready to be evangelists in the beginning. That's why their net broke. You know, the fish. The fish are us, right? When they let down their nets into the deep is the world. And the fish are men. The gospel catches men. The apostles weren't ready. They didn't have any idea of the immensity of the task. If the Lord had told them flat out, they would have run away afraid. But little bit by little bit, He trained them. He trained them in enduring hardship. He trained them in having faith. He showed them miracles. He showed them His own character, His own priorities. And they became ready to be able to enlighten the entire world. It all started from the Lord showing a great miracle that astonished them. But they reacted to this miracle. Because of the miracle, they left all and they followed Him. They were still babes. They were still unformed. They still had prejudices and they still had jealousies and passions and all the rest. But they wanted to follow the Lord. And so He spent 3 years investing Himself in them, showing them how to live, empowering them in what He taught them about. And 3 years later, when they caught so many fish, their nets could handle it. In fact, their nets can handle an infinite number of fish because the Lord has made them strong. Now, we may not be apostles, but we are called to be to follow the same path as the apostles, to forsake the life of the world and to desire heavenly things. You will not understand everything now, but you will later. This is the great promise of this reading. What a wonderful thing it is to be a Christian, to have such potential. The Lord will make us whole. Now this reminds me just to tell you again about how you should read Scripture. This is not just a story. This is a promise of what our life will be like, of what the Lord will do for us. Read the Scripture with your heart, not with your eyes. See what the Lord is saying to you about your life. Sometimes He will tell you about your sins. Sometimes about His own greatness, so that you can be in awe. In this case, He's telling you about your potential. Your potential for holiness and for perfection. Read and believe. And be astonished. Be astonished like the apostles were, so that you can reset your priorities like they did and follow the Lord. What a marvelous adventure it is. The Lord has given us life. And now that we are in the flesh for this short period of time, we have the opportunity to follow Him, to be filled with Him. What a marvelous privilege. Is there any greater privilege? Can a man be any happier than when he follows the Lord? And when he changes bit by bit? Be astonished. Be astonished at this miracle. But not so astonished that you forget that this miracle applies to you. The miracle of the fish was a minor miracle. The miracle of changing a man's heart, perfecting him, that is a miracle of miracles. That is what the Lord came to do. That is what he does. And he wishes all of us to be perfected. And we can be. Every page of the scripture speaks of this potential in man, especially in the New Testament. We can be perfected. We can be changed. But we must feel the miracle enough so that it shakes us, so that it makes us want to change, makes us put off anything that's unimportant. Then we'll be changed. What a glorious thing it is to be a Christian.